While summertime can be a busy season, even for theaters in Cincinnati that maintain a regular season, such is the case with Cincinnati Shakespeare Company. And to find out more about their summer goings-on, we have Gina Vella, the Director of Education and Communication for Cincinnati Shakespeare Company. Welcome, Gina.
Thanks for having me.
A few years ago, Cincinnati Shakespeare Company began a summer program. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. It's our free Shakespeare in the Park tour. This will be the 8th year for it. And it's just free Shakespeare all throughout Cincinnati, northern Kentucky, up outside of the 275 Belt Loop into northern and southern Kentucky. And we're doing this year A Midsummer Night's Dream and Romeo and Juliet.
And at each location, will you do one of the shows or will you do both of the shows?
We'll do one of the shows at a time. A couple of them we're going back. Eden Park, we're going to do both of them. Different parks sort of pick the show and they rotate out. So if they had Midsummer a couple years ago, we're doing Romeo and Juliet this year. But one of the cool things we're doing this year is doing them all in an Elizabethan style. So sometimes people show up at our shows and maybe not necessarily know the setting we're using until they watch it for a little bit. But this one's going to look very traditional with the dresses for Juliet and the men in the pumpkin pants, Shakespeare's time.
And some of these parks actually have some really interesting venues that you get to perform in.
Yeah, one of the biggest ones we're doing is Washington Park, and that one's obviously right nearby here, and that's on August the 18th at 7 o'clock. We're performing in Eden Park. We get some of our largest crowds out there. That's a big one right in Mount Adams, and last year we had nearly 500 people out there. And the Washington Park one we did last year, we had 1,200 people come check us out.
And it's not just these mainstay parks like Eden Park and Washington Park. You're going to several locations fairly far away.
We have a new location this year up in Oxford, in the Oxford Uptown Park. Any Miami grads will know that area right uptown. I'll be performing there. We're going to Mount Echo Park and Burnett Woods in the Cincinnati Parks area. We're in Boone Woods Park in Burlington, Kentucky. And then a new location all the way down in Maysville, Kentucky. We're performing at the Browning Shelter down there this year as well.
Most people who attend your shows at the theater know that you have a resident company. Now, will the resident company be performing Romeo and Juliet and Midsummer Night's Dream, or are you using your young company? Who's going to be in it?
So we have a touring company that is a part of our resident company. So it is our tour company, but they're all appearing on our main stage. They're people you're going to see down at Ray Street as well as in the parks. So this year we've got 3 returning members and 3 new members. So it helps mix it up a little bit. People that know some of our actors are some new people to watch for. We've got Maggie Lou Rader. She's doing her 3rd year here. She's going to be our Juliet in Romeo and Juliet. And Charlie Cromer and Zach Schutte are returning. They were on our stage last year and on tour.
The program has grown since it started 8 years ago in terms of the number of parks as well as in terms of attendance. Do you find it difficult to schedule all of these desired locations?
Sure. You know, last year we had about 13 locations. This year we're going to 20. And it is our 20th anniversary, so we wanted to do 20 locations. And last year we had about 5,000 people out there. So with these extra locations, my goal is 10,000. So we're going to see if we can get there.
What are the challenges of performing in an outdoor venue?
We always have unwanted guests, even furry guests that might join us on stage, or hooting owls, or, you know, it's live theater, so anything can happen. We tell people to silence their cell phones, but phones are going to ring. People are going to talk on the phone right in front of the stage. And the actors are really great with just going with it and having a good time. It kind of is what makes live theater outside more exciting.
The further away you get from your home base on Ray Street, the more likely it is you're going to be coming across people who haven't attended shows at your theater. What has the response been from some of the areas where you're not likely to draw people in?
We did a lot of surveying last year, so we finally got some of that feedback. You know, a lot of times it's just us kind of chatting with folks. And the number one response is, wow, I understood everything. Did you guys change the words? And we would never change the words. It's just presented in a way that people understand and really are engaged with. So that's my favorite response is, wow, I couldn't believe I understood that story.
Now, your summer is also involved with producing a show at the main theater on Ray Street at 39 Steps.
Yeah, we're currently running the 39 Steps now through August 11th. And it's sort of a tongue-in-cheek twist. It's a comedy. It features 4 actors doing over 100 roles, and that's Billy Chase, Justin McCombs, Miranda McGee, and Nicholas Rose, and it's directed by our producing artistic director, Brian Isaac Phillips. Tickets have been going very fast. It's a great show, and it is only on until August 11th.
Do you find the same audiences coming to your in-house summer program as you do during the rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, the 39 Steps, while not part of the subscription package, subscribers get a discount to that. And so they're always coming to check that show out. And then it's a good one for people to try us out. A lot of folks don't necessarily realize that a Shakespeare company would do the 39 Steps or do a non-Shakespeare title. So those shows, the summer ones, have been a really great entree for people to try us out in the summer.
The main season this year, again, it's a balance of Shakespeare and non-Shakespeare, which some people may not expect. But they're pretty much classics in their own right.
Absolutely. We are classical theater, so we would do Shakespeare's and non-Shakespeare titles. Opening the season in September is going to be Charles Dickens' Oliver Twist, and that's going to be directed by Michael Evan Haney. In October, we're moving into Mice and Men, and then even on the Xavier University stage, we're doing a co-production of The Crucible, so more American classics. Then for the holiday, we're doing William Shakespeare's Twelfth Night comedy, and then we'll follow that with Hamlet, and then Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead. And the season closes up there with Henry IV, as well as The Two Noble Kinsmen and Private Lives. So we've got a lot of great titles to see. There's 8 shows on the main stage this year.
One of the things a lot of people appreciate about Cincinnati Shakespeare Company is the fact that with their Shakespeares, each season they tend to do one or two that are very well known, and then they tend to do one that of the canon that is not as well known. And this year it's The Two Noble Kinsmen.
Right, and that is part of our bid to complete the canon, actually. So we're one of only 5 theaters in the entire United States that have done all of Shakespeare's canon. That means there's 38 plays written by Shakespeare, and we've done them all. So The Two Noble Kinsmen is one that's not usually done, but to help us complete the canon, we're going to bring it and we're going to show everyone what a great show it is. And that one is in May this year.
So even the biggest Shakespearean devotee has probably not seen Two Noble Kinsmen.
It's very unlikely. I'm sure I'll hear specifically from people that said they've seen it, but it'll probably only be a dozen people or so. But the thing people tell us about those rarely produced Shakespeares is that they get to feel like those original audiences experiencing a new Shakespeare work for the first time, which isn't always the case. I mean, everyone's seen Romeo and Juliet and some of those classics many times.
And you're doing Hamlet this year, pairing it up once again with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead. And for audience members who may not be familiar with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead and why it should be done with Hamlet, give us a little background on that.
Sure. You know, the way we're setting it up, it'll be the same cast that appears in both plays. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern is Hamlet told from a different perspective. So I sort of use the example Wicked. It's a different side of the story. So it's a great companion for folks to see the two together. But each play is great independently as well.
And they'll not run concurrently. They'll run consecutively. So you have a run of Hamlet and then a run of Rosencrantz.
Yes, exactly. It'll follow right after. We do that sort of same casting. We are doing that with Henry IV. If you saw Richard II last year, those characters will be reprising their roles in a history cycle. So it's telling a whole story.
As I mentioned, you're the director of education and communications for the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company. Tell us a little bit about the educational side.
These shows begin in the parks and just in the month of August. And then all throughout the school year, so in September through May, we take these productions on the road to schools and community centers all throughout Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky. Last year, our touring production saw nearly 30,000 students and community members. It's a great outreach. We also tour workshops. They're called Shakespeareances. And they're tailored to any classroom, anything that teachers might need or want us to help their students with. And then we have a new show called Why Shakespeare that really does answer that question, why do we still study Shakespeare? And it's a little 45-minute show. We saw lots of students with that last year. It was a great fun.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Gina Vella, the Director of Education and Communications for Cincinnati Shakespeare Company. Thank you for joining us, Gina.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
For more information on the Shakespeare in the Parks summer tour, the 39 Steps, the upcoming Shakespeare season, and the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company's educational outreach programming, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.